请弟兄姊妹们翻到以弗所书第一章。
And brothers and sisters, let us turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
我们从第三节开始念一段。
We'll begin reading the passage from verse 3.
弟兄姊妹们找到，你看着，听我们念。
Brothers and sisters, if you have turned to it, please listen as we read.
第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如从神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意思所喜悦的，所预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
第八节对不对？
Yes.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次能继续和弟兄姊妹们在主的话里一同寻求仰望他的怜悯。
That we have the opportunity to gather together once again to learn, to seek together, to look unto his mercy.
对我个人来说实在是一个非常非常大的恩典和怜悯。
For me personally, indeed, it is the abundance of his grace and mercy.
还能和弟兄姊妹们一同在这里仰望主。
That I would still have the opportunity together with brothers and sisters to look unto our Lord together.
弟兄们给我的一个托付就是说，
The brothers have entrusted me with this burden.
要在我们这些日子里头去更好的去认识我们怎么站立在神的面前。
That is in these days how we are able to stand in the presence of the Lord.
我不知道在刚才我们所读的那个以弗所书的里头，最末了我们那里有一节的经文， 那你所说到的事情有没有常常在我们心里头有一点反应？
I wonder if in the passage we just read, in the very last sentence, that phrase, if that particular phrase often would excite a response in our hearts.
如果我要请弟兄姊妹说，你得救了没有？
If I were to ask brothers and sisters, have you been saved?
弟兄姊妹们，你会很喜欢的说，我得救了。
Brothers and sisters, you will gladly rejoice in response, I am saved.
弟兄姊妹不要以为这个是小事。
Now, brothers and sisters, do not think this is a little matter.
我们是在感谢主，因为弟兄姊妹们在那么，原谅我这样说，比我年幼那么多日子里头，你知道了，得救了。
Now, brothers and sisters, forgive me for putting in this way. There are many of us who have been in the Lord fewer days than I, and that we know that we are surely saved.
为了我们当我像弟兄姊妹们那样年轻的时候，你信主没有？信了。为什么信主？不是灭亡，反得永生。
Now, in my youthful days, just as brothers and sisters, when I've been asked,Have you believed in the Lord? I said yes.
能有这样的一个答案的，这是很不得了。
And they would continue to ask, why do you believe in the Lord? My answer would be, so I will not perish.
没有几个人在我年幼的时候，或者在我更年幼前的那些日子里面，你要问那些基督徒，你信主做什么？
And have everlasting life. Very few Christians would answer when they're asked, why do you believe in the Lord?
你为什么要信主?
Why is it that you must believe in the Lord?
不是灭亡反得永生吗?
Very simple. I will not perish but have everlasting life.
那么大的恩典你不接受你等什么?
It is such a wonderful grace. Why are you waiting to delay to accept this?
就是弟兄姊妹你心里不要在那里喜笑。哪里有信主是成这个样子的?
Now brothers and sisters, let us not laugh and say, why would someone answer this question in this way?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
特别是在最近这一百年多来，在中外都是，我们称为基督徒的人对得救这个事情很重视。
We praise the Lord. In the recent century, all throughout the world, many would focus much attention on this matter of being saved.
是我们的主慢慢慢慢一步一步把我们的心思是从上天堂不上地狱的这样的一个认识的里面出来。
It is the Lord himself who have gradually shifted our thoughts simply that we believe in him, that we will not go to hell, but go to heaven and taken us out of such simple thought.
会留意到我们在主里头必须要继续的成长。
But that we would take note, we must continue to grow in him.
而不能只是留在一个得救的这个事实上面。
That we will not merely remain on this fact of being saved.
当然得救这件事情是非常重要。
Of course, this matter of being saved itself is a wonderful thing.
因为这个是神给我们的救恩的基础。
Because this is the very foundation of the salvation which God has given us.
如果没有这个基础的话，
Now without this foundation,
你在神的面前什么你都没得着。
We would not have gained anything else from God.
但是要你要得着神的丰满的恩典呢。
But in order to receive the fullness of his grace,
你必须要踏进得救的这一个点。
We must first step into this very point of being saved.
但是很可惜。
Very sadly.
许许多多信主的人走了这一步就不再走了。
Many who take this step to believe in the Lord, yet they become stationary.
那因此
Therefore,
我们如果说
If we were to say,
你为什么信主?
Why do you believe in the Lord?
你什么时候信主?
When was it that you believed in him?
神什么时候拯救你?
When did God save you?
弟兄姊妹们，好像是很平凡的问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, this seems like a very ordinary question.
但事实上是许许多多称为信主的神的儿女，含含糊糊的是走了好长的一段的日子。
But in reality, many who are so-called those who children of God who believe in Him have gone this path for a long period of time.
那我不把话扯得太老远了。
Now I won't go too far off on this topic.
我们回到我们这一个世代的人，我们在神面前。 认识了主，要知道要更好的寻求进入神的恩典里。
Now when we come to our generation, we realize that we have to not only believe in him, but to seek and pursue to enter deeper into him.
我们首先要注意一件事情。
What is the first thing we must take note of?
神为什么要救你?
Why is it that God must save you?
神为什么要为我们预备恩典?
And why must God prepare this grace for us?
然后我们也许还要再问一个问题。
Now, perhaps then we ask a further question.
神为什么为我们预备救恩?
Why did God prepare salvation for us?
就牵连到一个问题。
And this has to do with this issue.
什么问题呢?
What is that issue?
神为什么造人?
Why did God create man?
神如果不造人的话,
If God did not create man at all,
我们的祖宗不会乐到犯罪里。
Now, forefather would not fall into sin.
那我们就不需要救恩也可以。
And we can do without salvation.
但神既然要把人造出来。
Yet, since God have created man,
那他就应该好好的把人来保守。
He ought to keep man well.
不让人来伤害神这样的一个定规。
So that he would not allow for man to damage that very will of God.
当然，在属灵的历史里边，你再往前看，早晨我们的弟兄的交通里头已经指出的那个原因了。
Of course, if we continue on this path in spiritual history, our brother already pointed out that very reason for us this morning.
我不再重复那一个。
I don't need to repeat that.
但是我要弟兄姊妹们，你要去留意。
But brothers and sisters, you must take note.
你留意什么呢?
What is it that we take note of?
神既然明明对不起我还有一个小题目
There's still this other point
神预备救恩是在什么时候?
When was it that God had prepared salvation?
那相信我们当中大部分弟兄姊妹们都会知道
Now I believe most brothers and sisters would know
但是一些年幼一点，或是说信主的人没有太长久的，也许对这一点上你还不够很清楚。
But perhaps for younger brothers and sisters, or those who have not believed in the Lord for too long a period of time, we may not be very clear.
因为一问到神为什么要造人的时候
，Because when we ask this very question, why did God create man?
你不能不问到神造人的目的。
We must ask this very question, why did God create man? What is his purpose?
过去的事情我们不再提了，因为早上我们的弟兄已经很浓熟地把那个事实给我们交通过了。
We don't need to mention what is in the past, because our brother this morning, in a very concise fashion, have shared that with us.
但是我想想，弟兄姊妹们，你要想。
But brothers and sisters, you must consider,
神为什么要造人?
Why must God create man?
神既然造人出来
Since he has created man
为什么神不让人非常非常简单又容易的活出神造人的目的
Why did God not simply and easily allow for the man which he has created to live out the very purpose he created man for?
这是我们起初信主的时候我们不会去想但是去想你也想不进去的
This is a point that we would never consider at the very offset when we believe in him even if we were to consider it we would not understand
但是我们的神他不是糊涂的神
But our God is not a foolish God
他做任何的事情他先宣告给你知道
In all things that he does he first proclaims to us
这就把我们又弄迷了
And this also would confuse us
什么事情呢?
What did he declare to us?
当你一留到神造人的时候
When we take note when God created man
你就想神什么时候安排这个计划
Now we would consider then when did God devise this plan?
这个也是我们从来不会去想到的
This is also a question we would seldom consider
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord
我们可以做糊涂人
We may be foolish
但是神不跟着我们糊涂
But the Lord does not follow upon our foolishness
他是照着他自己的永远的旨意一点一滴的把我们从愚昧带到 明白。
But it is according to his own glorious will, he will step by step bring us from our foolishness into understanding.
现在问题来了。
So now this is the question.
你说我们得救。
We are saved.
我信主得救了。
I believe in the Lord and I'm saved.
但是什么时候神把这个救恩预备呢？
But when was it that God have prepared such a salvation?
我们也许从来不会去想这个问题。
Perhaps we will never give a thought to this question.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
慢慢慢慢。
Gradually.
你从读神的话的里头，你发现好稀奇的事情。
As we read the word of God, we discover something very amazing.
刚才我们所读的以弗所书。
The passage which we just read in Ephesians.
一开头就给我们指出一个问题了。
Even at the very beginning, it points this out for us.
神在什么时候预备救恩？
Now when was it that God...devised the salvation.
弟兄姊妹，你们很少会想到。
Now, brothers and sisters, it would never cross our mind.
在创世以前。
Even before the foundation of the world.
神就在那里预备了救恩。
God have already prepared salvation.
不合理。
This is unreasonable.
在创世以前。
Even before the foundation of the world.
你在哪里？
Where were we?
我在哪里？
Where am I?
这许许多多人在哪里？
Where are all of us?
没有一个人是在创世以前就已经出来了。
If none even existed before the foundation of the world,
怎么可能神在创世以前就预备了这一个救赎的恩典？
How could it be then, even before the foundation of the world, God have devised the salvation plan?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
早晨的弟兄的交通给我们指出问题来了。
This morning, our brother pointed this issue out for us.
因为当神还没造人以前，
Because even before God created man,
神就已经知道那个堕落的天使，他一定要在神的面前与神做对头。
That even before the creation of man, God foreknew the fallen angel would become his adversary.
在神的预先所鉴察的里头，也看到了被造出来的人会上撒旦的当。
In God's foreknowledge, He has already foreseen that man, which He has created, will fall under the scheme of Satan.
所以，在创世以前，神就把造人的这一个事情显明了。
Therefore, even before the foundation of the world, God has manifested this fact of the creation of man.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你好好的来读创世纪第一章。
So brothers and sisters, if we read well Genesis chapter 1,
你非常容易的发觉。
It is very easy for us to discover.
神在这六天的那个恢复的创造里。
In the 6 days of the restoration creation of God.
早晨我们的弟兄的交通已经指出了。
Our brother this morning already pointed this out.
创世纪所提到的六天的创造
the six,
不是最初的神的安排。
The 6 days of creation mentioned to us in Genesis chapter 1 was not the original arrangement of God.
既然不是神最初之前的最初的安排，那么就记载那些六天的创造干什么呢？
If that were not the very original arrangement of God, why was it recorded for us in Genesis?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and
sisters, 如果我们读神的话语稍微留意的时候，你非常清楚地知道一件事。
If we somewhat pay attention when reading God's word, we'll take note.
神那六天的创造，
in the 6 days of creation in Genesis,
主要的目的是什么？
What is the main purpose of that recording?
是第六天神所造的那一件事。
It is the very act which God created in the 6th day.
因为在五天多一点点的时间，神的那个创造，如果不是恢复开头的创造的世界，就是加上一点新的事物在上头。
In the first 5 days, it was recorded for us, is a restoration of God's creation, or perhaps he have added some new elements into it.
但是你看到,
but we can see,
六天的创造里面, 大所有的事情神做了出来, 神都说好。
In all of the 5 days of creation, God have created, and he said, it is good.
但是你能发觉,
but we'll discover,
等到第六天神把人创造的时候,
on the sixth day when God created man,
几乎第六天的创造就是把神整个那创世纪所记载的那一个创造的过程的目的原因解决的让要解决什么事情都显出来了。We
can put it this way. On the sixth day of creation when God created man, the very purpose, the very reason why, for what purpose his creation is made known to us. Because before the sixth day when God created man, he first made this proclamation. Let us make man in our own image according to our likness. And God delegated his authority to entrust to man to govern all of his creation.
神的话说得非常明白,
and God's word is extremely clear.
没有一点含糊的事,
there is no unclarity about it.
神说我要把人造出来,
God said, we will create man.
但他们在外面显出的是神的荣耀,
so outwardly they will manifest God's glory.
因为神的形象就是荣耀,
because that is the very image of God himself.
同时,
at the same time,
在他们的身上,
upon man,
让神的传柄有了一个准确的出口,
there would be a channel for the outflow of God's authority.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个是神造人的目的,
that is the very purpose of God's creation of man.
我们从别处的经文也可以知道神这一个创造的事情, 为了是对付那堕落的黑暗的权势的头头。
For other passages, we are able to also see this is the very purpose of God's creation. It is to deal with the fallen angel in darkness and the head of darkness.
好了,
so now, this is the new question.
神既然做一个那么重要的安排,
God, since you have made such an important arrangement,
你为什么让撒旦要把你所造的人
why then would you allow for Satan to deceive man to such a condition that man will fall into death?
落到绝望里,
to fall into hopelessness. We cannot explain these questions.
但是我们在神面前稍微留意一下的时候,
but if we somewhat pay attention before God,
我们很清楚地知道,
very clearly we would know,
神能不能指着堕落了的人、失落了的人说：“你们不听话，把你丢掉算了。”Would
God easily be able to see man who has fallen, who has become disobedient, say, "I'll forsake you," and that's the end of it?
弟兄姊妹们，神没有这样做。Brothers
and sisters, God did not do that.
虽然这个事情在神那永远的计划的执行的里头是创出了一个好大好大的缺口。
Even though in the very purpose, in the plan of God, this very fall have made a very big breach in God's plan, execution of God's plan.
神在这一个大的缺口的面前,
and with this very large breach in God's plan,
他就宣告神要拯救,
God proclaims that he will save.
我们对创世纪里头的记载稍微有一点了解，你就知道了。
If we have some understanding in the recording in Genesis, we will know.
神预备救恩,
God prepares salvation.
神要把失落的人找回来,
God is to find man who has fallen.
要和那个与神失去了那个交通的关联的人找回来,
man who have lost the fellowship with God, to find them and restore them.
找回来到一个什么地步呢?
What is the condition of that restoration?
不是说你们现在死了,
is not to say, you once were dead.
哎呀，我把你们找回来，让你不死。
Now I have found you, and that you don't need to die.
哦，这是好大的事了。
And this itself is already a great thing.
弟兄姊妹们，你不能这样想。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot think merely in this
way. 如果你这样想的话，你没有知道神要做的是什么事。
If we only have such a thought, we do not realize the great thing that God is to do.
今天上午我不和弟兄姊妹说到那个比较，更明了的事。
This afternoon, I will not get into matters that are even more clear.
但是我要让弟兄姊妹们，你回想到你怎么进到救恩里，神为什么要预备救恩给我们。
But I must first impress this thought upon brothers and sisters. How did you enter into salvation, and why did God prepare salvation for us?
我们平常说神爱世人。
We normally say, for God so loved the world.
这话一点都没有错。
And this is a true saying.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我想我们所领会到神爱世人和神心里头所有的那个爱世人，恐怕在感觉上，在事实上，在历史上有好多的距离。
Yet, brothers and sisters, the emotion, the history, or our experience in how we experience the love of God, which we think is far removed from the reality of how He has loved us.
我们觉得神爱世人，那就是他看见我们堕落了，我们没前途了，我们死在黑暗过犯里了，所以神就来把我们挽救回来，神爱我们了。
We would feel that we have fallen and we are in hopelessness, and God has come to save us and restore us and bring us back to Him. That is how He has loved us.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当我们真实的认识主、信了主、明白主的心意的时候，你知道神爱世人，那个神，那一个爱的事实和爱的那一个显出。
Yet when we come to believe in Him, when we come to know Him more and more, then the reality of what we have received or what we have known is merely a manifestation of how He has loved us, but far from the fullness of that love.
怎么是另外一件事呢?
What is the other side of this fact?
你说另外一件事不是神不爱世人了?
Isn't the opposite of this means that God does not love the world?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
如果神叫我们的灵里头实在是给打开的话，
If the Lord indeed opens our spirit within,
你留意到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
If we will realize then these words, for God so loved the world that He would give us His only begotten Son,
叫他们信的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So whoever believe in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
这个事情对极了。
That is absolutely correct.
但是弟兄姊妹们，不至灭亡，你知道什么意思了。
But brothers and sisters, we know the meaning of do not perish.
反得永生，什么意思。
What is the meaning but have everlasting life?
有没有留意到反得永生。
Did we take note of this but have life eternal?
你说反正永生不就是永远活着了？
Now, would you say then eternal life just means I will live forever?
是永远活着。
Yes, that is a part that we live forever.
但是是怎么样的活着呢？
But in what condition do we live?
永远不死。
That we would never die?
但是我说个不好听的话。
Let me put it in an unpleasant way.
死是死不了。
Yes, we won't die.
但是你不能不长老。
But it doesn't mean that we won't grow old.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你天天往长老那边去靠近，但是死不了。
If we were in that condition, we will gradually grow older and older and older, yet we will never die.
你乐意吧？
Are you happy about this condition?
也许弟兄姊妹现在你说那有什么了不起，难得长寿。
Perhaps you say, what's the big deal? I would have longevity.
如果你现在问我,
if,
你要不要长寿?
If you ask me in my condition, do I want longevity?
我明明地告诉你,
I will clearly tell you,
长寿没有什么好处。
There is nothing good in long life itself.
弟兄姊妹们，我不说那些什么。
Now, I won't get into all the details.
我只告诉弟兄姊妹们,
but I will let brothers and sisters
你有没有牙齿有出过毛病?
If you ever had tooth problems,
有没有修理牙齿?
And you had to have dental work,
从年幼一直修理到现在,
from when you're young all the way to your old age,
也许你现在嘴巴里的牙齿都不是你自己的了，牙齿。
Perhaps you don't have any more real teeth anymore.
你说舒服不舒服？
Is that a comfortable condition?
以前别人问我，我就说。
If I was asked this question before.
那有什么可以？有什么不舒服？还能吃东西又长寿，那不怎么不好
？I say no big deal. I can still eat with these teeth not of my own. I have long life. What's the problem?
我说我一点的小见证。
Now, just share a little testimony with you.
这几年来，我的牙齿把我弄得好要命。
My tooth problems has really taken its toll these last few years.
我不说那么许多。
Not too much of the details.
我只是说。
I would just say,
如果人家说，哎呀，你已经过了九十岁了。哎呀，好长啊，好长寿。
No, you already passed 90. You already lived a long life.
但是我告诉弟兄姊妹们
But I will share with brothers and sisters in my own feeling.
那是牙齿把我弄到一个地步，说出来别人不太容易领会。
If I share with you the problems with my teeth, you may not fully understand.
什么事？
What is that problem?
接受饮食是我最痛苦的一件事。
That in fact, just eating and drinking itself has become a very difficult, painful experience.
年纪大一点的弟兄姊妹会慢慢感觉到的这一个。
Maybe brothers and sisters are older would gradually feel the same way.
年轻一点的弟兄姊妹也许不太容易还感觉到这一个。
And perhaps for the younger brothers and sisters, you don't feel at this at all.
如果说饮食都成了你很苦恼的一件事，那你长寿干什么？
If I were to say eating and drinking itself becomes a painful experience, why would you desire long life?
长寿有什么好处？
What is the goodness in long life in this condition?
弟兄姊妹注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子给他们。
That he would give his only begotten son.
叫一些信他的。
So whoever believe in him.
不至灭亡。
Shall not perish.
就停在这里。
If that ends there,
弟兄姊妹们，你想。
Then brothers and sisters,
这样的救恩能称为救恩吗？
If such a salvation, can we call it salvation?
你说，按照我个人的经历和许多年老的人的经历，都会告诉你一件事。长寿是很苦恼的事。
According to my own experience, as I share, and even the older brothers and sisters, they will share alike.Long life itself is not fun.
因此弟兄姊妹你注意到不至灭亡是神拯救的一个阶段。
So brothers and sisters realize shall not perish is merely a stage in the salvation plan of God.
神拯救我们是要把我们带进永生。
God has saved us to bring us into eternal life.
弟兄姊妹们，我也不详细去说这个了。你只要想到什么叫做永远，你就知道了。
I won't go into detail on this, but whatever your everlasting thought is, that is a part of it.
什么叫永远？
What is this matter of eternity?
永远就是说没有任何衰残死亡的那个结果的。
Eternity, everlasting, is a fact that it will not perish, it is everlasting and it will not corrupt.
谁能得着这一个?
Who is able to gain this?
除了信神的儿子，你能长寿，但是那个长寿是没，还是有尽头。
If you believe in the Son of God, you receive this. It's not merely that you have long life, because long life has an end, expiration date.
你没有尽到 永远活着。
We have not entered into the stage of eternal life.
因此弟兄姊妹们，当你一想到神爱世人的时候，你不要停留在一个长寿不死。
So brothers and sisters, when we have this thought, for God so loved the world, loved us, let us not remain merely that we have long life, we have a longevity.
神的拯救是要把我们带进永远。
God's salvation is to bring us into eternity.
什么叫做永远？
What is eternity?
用简单的话来说，
In simple words,
时间不能限制你。
That time cannot limit us.
地点环境不能限制你。
Space, location, the circumstances cannot limit us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们会给主带到这样的一个了解的时候，
If the Lord brings us into such an understanding,
你就看到了神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫他们不至灭亡，反得永生。
Then,
那个实际的结局是什么？
Then we'll begin to understand, for God so loved the world that he would give us his only begotten son.
是回到神那起初的安排。
So whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
神起初的安排是什么？
What is that reality? It brings us back to his original purpose.
神形象借着被造的人显出了。
And that original purpose is the very image of the creation of God of man.
神的权柄成了丰富神的一切，借着被造的人显明出来。
Would be manifested through man, his glory, his authority, his fullness would be revealed.
因此弟兄姊妹，如果我们能领会到神的话的时候，
Now brothers and sisters, if we understand the word of God,
我们绝对绝对不会停留在我不至灭亡。
Will absolutely not merely remain on the fact that I do not perish. I already received this.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我说了那么许多的话。
Now I've shared much words.
那是要带出一个事实。
Is to bring forth this fact.
这一个事实就是。
And this fact is.
什么叫做救恩？
What is salvation?
救恩对我们来说。
Salvation for us.
有什么了不起的关系？
Now, what is so great of salvation has to do with us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我简单的提一提就好。
I'll simply mention this.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
当你留意到人堕落的时候，
when we take note when man fell,
神老早就告诉说，
and God long ago declared,
分别善恶树上的果子你不要吃啊。
You shall not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
虽然神的话在那里说，园中所有的果子你都可以吃。
Even though the word of God tells us, he said you can eat of all the trees, all the fruit of the trees in the garden.
但是神特别指出一件事实。
But God only made known especially of one thing.
园中间那个分别善恶树上的果子你们不要吃。
In the midst of the garden, there is the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do not partake of that fruit.
弟兄姊妹留意神的话。
Brothers and sisters, take note of the word of God.
所有的果子你们都可以吃。
All of the fruits you can eat.
如果单纯从吃这一个事实来说的话，没有一个果子，没有果子你不可以吃。
If it's merely from the act of eating, you can eat of all the fruits of all the trees.
但是神说，
But God said,
那个分别善恶树的果子呢，你们是可以吃，但是你们不能吃。
Even the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you can eat. Yet the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
你们不要吃。
You shall not eat of it.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神的话说得很清楚。
The word of God is very clear.
为什么可以吃又不能吃？
Why is it you can eat it, and why is it you must not eat it?
因为你吃的日子你必定死。
For the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
人的堕落就是在这一个圈套里。
And that is how man fallen into this very trap.
这一个就是撒旦去把人骗过来的一个。
And this is the secret how Satan deceived man.
神说你们不可吃乃是怕 你们吃的像神一样，神就不要你们吃了。
Have God said that you cannot eat of it? It's because if the day you eat of it, you will be like him.
那我也不详细解说这个话。
I won't go into detail to explain these words.
我只是说出我们人堕落的时候的那个历史。
I will only point out the fact when man has fallen.
当人堕落了。
When man fell.
神造人的目的整个的就给破坏掉了。
The purpose of God's creation of man has completely been broken.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神预备救赎。
God prepares salvation.
不是叫我们只是脱离死亡。
It's not merely for us to be delivered from death.
脱离残破。
Or to be delivered from brokenness.
不是那么小事。
It is not merely such a small thing.
神的拯救。
God's salvation.
乃是要把我们带回神起初造人的目的。
His purpose of his salvation is to bring us back to the very purpose of his creation.
那因此
Therefore, brothers and sisters, take note.
什么叫做你吃的日子一定死?
What does it mean? The day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们的情形就是说,
Our condition is,
我们的祖宗吃了那一棵果树的时候, 他们没有马上死。
Our forefather ate of the tree, they did not immediately die.
所以才有我们这许许多多的子孙。
So then many of the descendants came about.
虽然我们这许许多多的子孙地上在活着，有长命的，有短寿的。
Even though all of his offsprings have long life or shorter life,
但是他们并没有马上就死掉。
But they did not immediately die.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
不要给这个眼见的现象和我们所有的那个肤浅的经历来欺骗自己。
Do not be deceived. Do not deceive yourself with the phenomenon of what is visible or of our very shallow understanding.
我们非常的清楚。
We clearly know.
你吃的日子一定死。
The day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
死了没有?
Have we died?
亚当夏娃还活在那里。
Adam and Eve still live long.
他们是很长寿啊。
And they have a very long life.
在现在的人眼睛看来。
In man's sight, they live a very long life.
还活出了几个孩子们。都九百多岁才死了。
And they have many sons and children, and they lived over 900 years before they died.
没有立刻死啊。
They did not immediately die.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不要给这个现象来欺骗。
Do not be deceived by this phenomenon.
要留意到死的那个事实就是在他们吃的日子全部发生了。
We take note of the fact it all happened on the day they ate of it that the death all took place.
怎么全部发生出来呢?
Why do I say death took place, all of it?
就是问你知道。
Brothers and sisters, we know,
神造人的时候,
when God created man,
造人的结构是分成灵魂体。
When God created man, we are made with spirit, soul, and body.
现在有许多人反对灵魂体。
And many would oppose our makeup as spirit, soul, and body.
我们不去辩论那些事情。
We don't need to debate about that.
我们是照着神自己的话来说。
But according to God's own word,
神造人的时候，叫人整个的结构是灵魂体。
When God created man, our makeup is spirit, soul, and body.
不但是在创造的历史里面是这样给我们点出来。
Not only in his historical account of creation, this is pointed out for us.
连你读到新约的保罗书信里头的时候，神的话也在那里证实一件事，叫你们的灵与魂与身体得蒙保守。
But even in the epistles of Paul in the New Testament, that is confirmed for us that you may be kept, preserved in your spirit, soul, and body.
但是在我们的现象里，眼见的现象里头，他们吃的日子并没有死啊。
But in what we can see visibly, the day they ate of it, they did not die.
这个是假象。
That is only a false phenomenon.
真相的就死就是死了。
The true reality is death is death.
那因此弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
当我们留意到神的那个拯救的时候。
When we take note of the salvation of God.
神的拯救是怎么显明在我们身上。
How did God manifest his salvation upon us?
我们读罗马书第八章。
When we read Romans chapter 8,
我不在这里详细说到那一些。
I won't go into in depth here.
我只是提醒给弟兄姊妹，你在罗马书第八章里头，你可以发现神给我们救恩的三个阶段的那个实际的拯救。
But we will take note from the book of Romans, the three stages of the salvation plan of God, which is bestowed upon us.
你吃的日子一定死。
For the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
从那一个时候开始。
From that moment on,
人和神的交通的关系就断绝了。
The fellowship, that relationship between God and man have been broken.
人就不敢见神的面了。
Man dare not see the face of God.
人就要在那里逃避神的面了。
And man had to hide from the face of God.
甚至再堕落到一个地步，用否定神的存在来拒绝与神的交通。
Man even fallen to a point that they deny the existence of God to reject His fellowship.
那个事情一直到现在还是没有过去。
And that is still going on today.
我们的魂也，我们祖宗的魂也死也断了。
And even the soul of our forefather was broken.
因为当他们吃了那个果子以后
，After they ate of that fruit，
他们立刻就发生一个反应。
Immediately discover, and this was their response. No longer did they depend upon God. And they never thought about depending on God. They never gave a second thought to seek God. Because the soul died.
人的修灵死了，魂死了，那么也是人的羞耻就显出来了。
Because the spirit of man died, the soul of man died, therefore,The shame, the nakedness of man was exposed.
这个事情他们自己也觉得受不了。
Even this, they cannot take themselves.
那怎么解决呢？
So how do they deal with this?
拿树叶子来编裙子。
They,
遮盖遮盖一盖。
They made a dress out of fig leaves to cover their shame.
那这总算解决问题。
No, this took care of my problem.
不行，不行。
No.This cannot do.
你读到圣经的话说天起了凉风。
Yeah, you can see, and the Bible tells us in the cool of day,
叶子枯干掉了。
The fig leaf wither and it fallen.
冷风一吹。
And when the, in the cool of the day,
哈啾
even a mere sneeze,
伤风了。
Now, then we get a cold.
弟兄姊妹你了解。
So brothers and sisters, you understand.
我不是说这种现象。
That's not the phenomenon.
我是透过这些现象来说出我们的魂怎么死了。
But even through such phenomena, we understand how our soul died.
不再寻求神。
No longer do we seek God.
总是自己想办法来解决问题。
We will think of a way out ourselves.
那解决什么问题呢？
What is the problem we can solve?
什么问题都解决不了。
We cannot solve anything.
神也承认。
And God acknowledged that.
你们可以有这样的条件。
You have this qualification.
但是你们这样的一个条件不会成就有什么功用的。
Even having such qualification won't serve much of a function at all.
弟兄姊妹你写的今天天学上天文学上所发现的许许多多的问题。
Now brothers and sisters, you can read about much of the discoveries in astronomy.
是发现许多问题。
Yes, they discover so many problems.
解决什么问题？
Did they solve anything?
什么问题都没解决。
They discover many problems, they cannot solve any of them.
但是人还是迷着在那里。我们要发展我们 的智慧。
But man is still fanatic about developing their own wisdom.
我们绝对的承认。
And we would confess.
我们现在的生活是不住的享用我们有的智慧。
In our life, we are truly enjoying all the benefits that are the outcome of our own wisdom.
但是那个问题在这里。
But that is the issue.
我们所有的聪明有没有把我们带到神的面光底下？
Yet with all of that cleverness, does that, any of that bring us under the light of God?
就我们认识我们的本相和我们的前途。
That it would lead us to know our own true nature and our future.
没有。
No.
人好像迷糊在我有本事就可以。
A man is only deceived and delve into the foolishness of as long as I have wisdom.
魂就死了。
the soul is dead.
身体呢?
What about the body?
弟兄姊妹们，这个不必说了。
We know that, brothers and sisters.
每一个人你都天天都看看。突然遇到这样的事情。
Each and every day we experience this.
灵魂体。你吃的日子一定是。
Our spirit, soul and body, the day you eat of it.
但是感谢神。
You shall surely die. We thank God.
神把他的救恩给我们显出来的时候。
When God manifests his own salvation for us.
他就指着我们的三个灵魂体的需要。来说出了他的拯救。
To the very need of our spirit, soul and body, he made the salvation known.
我不跟弟兄姊妹们细说。
I cannot get into detail.
我指出给弟兄姊妹去留意。
But I will point out for brothers and sisters to pay attention.
好好地读罗马书第八章。
Read well Romans chapter 8.
你很清楚地看见。
You will clearly see.
罗马书八章里面把神这一个拯救的三个基本的内容很清楚的给在那里给我们点出来。
In Romans chapter 8, it points out the very basic elements of God's salvation for our spirit, soul, and body.
第八章一开始就说到你得救了。
Even at the beginning of Romans chapter 8,
你信主，你得救了。
It states the fact you are saved. You believe in the Lord, you are saved.
得救就是说我们这个永死的问题停止了。
Being saved, meaning that our death, our eternal death now has been put to an end.
然后在那里又指出我们在现在这个时代的生活的里头因着信主的缘故我们胜过了许许多多的诱惑和那个试验。
And then it continues on to tell us in the very present day life that we experience every day, how we overcome many temptations and trials.
魂的得救 and that is, 魂的那个苏醒神救恩也给我们指出来了。
And that is the restoration, the awakening of our soul. God points this out for us in his salvation.
圣上身体呢?
What remains then is our body.
这个好像叫我们很为难了。
And this troubles us perhaps.
因为天天都殡仪馆里有生意。
Because every day we give business to the doctors.
那身体有没有拯救呢?
Then is our body saved?
弟兄姊妹们，这个是很重要的一点。
This is a very important point.
你在罗马书八章里头就看到。
We see this in Romans chapter 8.
看到一个什么事情呢?
What is it that we see?
身体得赎。
It is the redemption of our body.
那这三件事情。
And these three things.
乃是神的完全的救恩的内容。
This is the complete substance of the salvation of God.
临死了，神叫你的灵活过来。
We are dead, but he has quickened, made alive our spirit.
魂死了，神叫你们的魂苏醒过来。
Our soul is dead, he has restored, awakened our soul.
身体死了。
Our body is dead.
神把一个复活的指望摆在我们面前，并且让我们现在活着的时候，也不住的盼望主再来，是不是？
Our body is dead. Not only does he place before us the hope of resurrection, is that merely all? But in our daily life.
主再来干来做什么呢?
When the Lord returns, when we have that this glorious
hope, 主再来的时候就把我们身体提到被提与主面对面了。
What is the purpose of his return? We will be all caught up to see him face to face.
身体也被拯救过来了。
Our bodies will also be saved.
这个是神给我们那个完全的救恩。
And this is that complete salvation which God has bestowed upon us.
要叫我们灵与魂与身体都活过来
so that our spirit, soul, and body will be made alive again.
在时间上面的，这就回答我们平常常常问的一个问题。
This goes back to a question perhaps we often will ask.
神既然救了我们
since God has saved us,
为什么不立刻就把我们被提？
Why does he not catch us,
不需要
bring us to him right away?
来承受那么许许多多的难堪
that we do not need to go through so much trouble and woe in this world.
但神没有立刻就把我们都提走。
Yet God did not immediately bring us up.
他还留我们在地上。
He still allowed for us to remain.
你说你留在地上的时候，就是日子 喜乐的有不少，但是叫我们痛苦的还更多。
Yet the days we remain in this world, he has given us much joy, but yet we also go through much more hardship and difficulty.
那神为什么做这样的呢？
Why did God do such a thing?
那个拯救 不立刻就把我把把我们信主的时候就不继续叫我们的救，也叫我们灵的魂苏过苏醒过来，立刻就把我们都被提了。
Since he has saved us, not only has quickened our spirit and also restored our soul, why would not he catch us up right away so that we're brought to him?
啊，那这个拯救才是真的拯救。
If that is the case, then this is the true salvation.
不，
no.
神知道。
God knows.
神不能这样救我们。
God cannot save us in this way.
神如果这样救我们的时候。
For if God saved us in this fashion.
说一个笑话。
I'll tell you a joke.
有人向一个 老太太传福音。
Someone shared the gospel with an elderly lady.
说到神的救恩是如何的临到人。
And shared how the salvation of God came upon man.
老太太问一个问题。
So the old lady asked a question.
在天堂也可以不可以打麻将？
And so the old lady asked, in heaven, can I still play mahjong?
打麻将。
To play mahjong.
然后在天堂里头怎么会再打麻将呢？
And why do you still want to play mahjong in heaven?
老太太就说。
And the old lady replied,
那对不起，我不能去天堂。
You cannot play mahjong in heaven. Then the old lady said, well, I don't want to go there.
哎呦，没麻将打我怎么过日子？
If I do not play my mahjong every day, how can I spend my days?
真的死都不能再死了。
Now, brothers and sisters, this condition of death, you cannot get any worse. But we thank our God.
他拯救人的时候，
when he saved man,
他要把人从一切的限制捆绑的里边释放出来。
From all restraint, all constraint, he will deliver us from all this bondage.
一直等到我们身体得赎，就是我们见主回来，我们都从死里复活，如同主从死里复活一样，被提到天上与主面对面。
The redemption of our body is that we will be risen from the dead, just as our Lord was risen from the dead. And when he has caught us up together to meet him in the air.
这个是神永远的救赎。
This is that eternal redemption of God.
没有完整的救赎。
And this is the complete redemption.
神在我们身上做这许多的工作。
God have done all this work upon us.
为要叫我们成为一个非常非常明亮的见证人。
It is in order for us to be an absolute, transparent, clear witness.
见证的团体。
That we would be a corporate testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我刚才说了那么许许多多的事情。
So all these matters, brothers and sisters, I just shared.
那就是以弗所书开头那几节经文的里边所指给我们看的。
That is what is pointed out in the first few verses in the passage we read in Ephesians.
以弗所书开头那几节。
In the first few verses in Ephesians.
就说到神在基督的救恩的里面，在我们这些人的身上所做成的事情。
What God has finished in Christ, in us, and the salvation which is wrought upon us.
那把我们造成到一个什么地步呢？
How complete is that salvation?
用通俗的一般的话来说。
In common terms.
神把一切属天的福气没有保留的传赏给我们。
All the heavenly blessings in the heavenly places has bestowed upon, lavished upon us without any withholding.
把我们安置在一个非常荣耀的地位上。
And God has placed us in such a glorious position.
什么地位呢？
And what is that position?
你留意到刚才我们读的经文最末了的那里一句 那一句话。
Take note of the passage we read in the last phrase we read.
啊，那里怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
那是十五节。
That is the verse that we read.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着拯救。
Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这以弗所书这里的话就指出了我们承受救恩的人在神面前所接受的一个非常非常特别特别荣耀的地位。
Brothers and sisters, these words here in Ephesians really points out for us, highlights the fact the glorious, the special, unique position for us who have received his salvation.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我不知道你有没有想过,
I don't know if you have given such a thought.
你信主怎么和神那荣耀的旨意连接得起来?
The mere fact that we believe in him, how is this connected to his glory?
弟兄姊妹们, 你很清楚地从主的话里头看,
Brothers and sisters, we clearly see from the word of God,
神整个救赎的安排
In all of God's salvation plan,
是为了恢复神起初造人的目的。
It is in order to restore the original purpose of His creation of man.
所以这里面是有那么许许多多的内容，有许许多多的属灵的历史。
So there is all these details and substance and spiritual history to show us.
目的在哪里？
What is the purpose?
神为什么要花那么多时间？
Why was God spent so much time to accomplish this?
也是在那里叫神做了那么许多的忍耐。
It also had caused God to suffer much patience.
很简单的一个答案。
It is a very simple answer.
神要让他的旨意成就。
So that when
他永远的旨意的成就。
So that in the accomplishment of God's eternal will,
他必须要做成一件事情。
He must first complete this very fact.
什么事呢?
What is that? He must complete first.
神要把许许多多信主的人从一个一个一个在灵里边在魂里头甚至是在一个体里头连接成为一个整体。
He must first, one by one, each one of us, in spirit, in soul, in body, to unite us, connect us as one corporate body.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有留意到这段话里头的话里的话。
I wonder if brothers and sisters pay attention to the words within these words.
因为神做这样的一件事。
Because God must first do this fact.
是为了一个很荣耀的目的。
It is for a very glorious reason.
那个目的是什么?
And that glorious purpose is this.
那个目的是要一切被造的到了一次的时候都在基督里同归于一。
It is in order in the dispensation of the fullness of time, all created things will be united, gathered together, and summed up as one in Christ.
用简单的话来说,
in very simple words,
那是就借着基督所做的一切事情, 把所有被造的人都带到神的面前, 伏在神的面前, 承认一个事情, 神啊, 你是永远的神。你配得一切的荣耀和敬拜。
And that is through all the finished work of Christ that he would gather together all of his creation, all of man, and we will come into the presence of God and prostrate before him and acknowledge, confess that the eternal God, the eternal one is worthy of all praises and thanksgiving and worship.
弟兄姊妹们，这的确是一件大事。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, this is a great thing.
你留意看看。
Pay attention.
现在在全地
and throughout the world,
透过全地看到全宇宙
through the world, we can see the entire universe.
你就看到
you will discover
这个被造的宇宙的一切是不是归荣耀于神
All of created things is the creation giving glory back to God.
没有。
No.
人的一切所有。
All that man has.
人完全领着人背着神来跑。
All that man has is leading man away in the opposite direction from God.
发现了许多太阳的黑子，那有什么了不起的？
When we make so much of these astronomy discoveries, what is the greatness of that?
找出了那个神的粒子，你又有什么的结果呢？
Even if we say we found a particle of God, what is the result of that?
我看到一个消息。
I see this news.
那个最前不久不是英国最有名气的那一个太空学家。
And this news is concerning a very famous physicist in England.
就是发现大爆炸的那个造成这个宇宙的那一位。
And it's the physicist who discovered the Big Bang that claimed this come about of the universe.
他反对神是挺厉害的。
And he has a great opposition to God.
但是他死了。
He opposed God greatly, yet he died.
死了就死了，有什么好说的？
He died, he passed on. What is a big deal about that?
但是一个很稀奇的事情就在这里。
But this is the wonder.
他死了，怎么埋葬？
After he died, how was he buried?
埋葬在哪里？
Where was he buried?
在教堂里。
He was buried in, his funeral was in the church.
用基督教的仪式来把他送进去。
His memorial service was in a Christian custom.
奇怪不奇怪？
Now, is that a wonder?
我们不说那些古里古怪的事。
I won't get into those funny details.
我们要看到，全地都在那里行着背逆神的路来走的时候，神在那里做了一件事。
But brothers and sisters, we see when the entire world is rebelling against God, God has yet done this.
什么事？
What did he do?
慢慢的神在做。
Gradually and gradually, God does this.
但是做出一个结果。
And this is the result.
叫所有被造的人到了那一天。
So that all men, all of his creation till that day,
都在神的面前伏下来说，神啊，你是活的神。
Will prostrate before God in his presence. God, you are the ever-living God.
所有的人都在那里敬拜神说，神啊，你是配的。所有的爱戴和敬拜。
All men will worship there and say, God, you're worthy of all worship and adoration.
这是神那个永远的旨意的最末后的那一个显明。
And that is the very last revelation of God's creation, his purpose.
但问题在出，但神做这个事情做了好长的年日了。
And it has been a long period of time that God is at work with this.
你说神啊，你做了那么许多的事情，怎么到现在还不带出结果来？
Perhaps we'll say, God, you have been at work on this for such a long time. Where's the result?
弟兄姊妹留意了。
Brothers and sisters.
以弗所书给了我们一个很明显的答案。
Pay attention, in Ephesians, it gives us a very clear answer.
神要等候一件事情出现。
God is awaiting for one thing to appear.
什么事情出现？
What is that to appear?
神的教会，基督的身体的显明。
God's church, the body of Christ, to be manifested.
你留意那个话怎么说？
Pay attention to what the word says.
我们再来看一遍。
We'll read again.
十三节是吧？十一节开始吧。
We'll read with verse
11. 我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行着万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ.
最末了的那句话,
his last phrase,
叫神, 这一个荣耀的旨意的完成,
in order for the glorious will of God to be accomplished,
来等候, 有一个神在, 进行中的事情的结果出来,
God is awaiting for the result of this work which is in progress.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你从来不会很细地想到这个问题。
Perhaps we would not give very detailed thought to this issue.
你说神是全能的神,
you say he's an almighty God.
他为什么还要等?
Why is he still waiting?
什么事情做出来他 才能完成呢?
What is he waiting for? Why must the Almighty God wait for this to be accomplished?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当你真的看到这件事的时候,
when we truly see into this,
我们才知道, 我们这些在救恩里头的人是何等的荣耀和尊贵,
then we will discover for us who is in salvation, in fact, how glorious and honorable we are.
我们不但是在那里承受神各方面的挽回,
not
only 和补充,
not only are we merely those who receive all the reconciliation of God and what he has filled our lack, but he points out a very important fact. What is this very important fact?
要把所有蒙恩得救在基督里的人, 他们都在神的工作的里头被造就,
so that all who have is in the salvation of God, who has been bestowed grace, he would work and complete us to a condition where we are in a very glorious condition.
这一个实体,
and this substance,
in,
as corporately in this substance, God has given
这个,
us a title.
这个名字叫做, 首先在基督里有盼望的人,
and this title, this name is for us who are those who first trusted in Christ.
平常我们真的很少想的思念到这一个事实,
normally we seldom give thought to this fact.
我刚才说了那么许多的话,
I share so much words,
那是带出弟兄姊妹们, 你要注意这里头所提到的,
it's in order for brothers and sisters to pay attention to the fact, the reality that is mentioned in these words.
弟兄说我请问你,
brothers and sisters, let me ask you,
你是谁?
Who are you?
你说我是某某人,
you say I'm so and so.
不错,
yes,
你是某某人,
that is your name, so and so.
但是你是谁?
But who you are?
我这个问题不是说你现在在地上,
that is not what I'm pointing at. What is your name in this world?
做什么事业,有什么成功?
What is your occupation? What have you been successful with?
我是说,
I am saying,
当神在完成他这一个旨意的时候,
when God's will is complete,
根据什么?
What is it according to?
根据你,跟我,跟他,
it is according to you, me and him,
跟所有在基督里头的人,
and all those who are in Christ,
连接成为一个实体,
and we're united into this corporate concrete matter.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意那句话怎么说?
Pay attention to what that phrase
我念,
I will read it for you once again.
叫他的荣耀,十二节,
verse 12,
叫他的荣耀在我这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞,
that we should be to the praise of his glory,
不是叫我,
that I should be to the praise of his glory,
对不对?
Is that right?
绝对的不对,
it is absolutely wrong.
这里一提到这个事实的时候,
when it mentions this fact here,
就把我们每一个人的眼睛都从个别的人身上连接到神要做成的 那一个肢体的里头。
When we read this phrase, it will shift our focus from being an individual into that purpose of God.
所以那里的话怎么说？
So what does those words say?
我们这些。
But we should be.
我们这些。
And we should be.
不是我这个人。
It is not that I should be.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个我们这些。
That we should be.
是包括了的多大？
How grand, what is the scope of this we?
一切接受神救恩的人。
All who receive the salvation of God.
真实的借着基督而进到神那个荣耀的救恩里的人。
Who truly, through Christ, enter into that glorious salvation of God.
从起初我们信主的时候，
Even,
我觉得是我跟神的事。
At first, when we believe in God, we always say it is between God and me.
但是被神带到一个地步。
But we are brought to this point by God.
不是我。
It's not no longer I. It's us, we.
不是我一个人。
Not only me individually.
乃是许许多多的人。
But many, many others.
许多到什么地步呢？
What is the greatness of this other?
许多到神拯救多少就是多少。
The greatness of this including others is as many as who believe, who are saved.
这许许多多的在基督里被拯救的人。
All these many who are saved in Christ.
他们成为一个整体。
They become one corporate body.
这一个整体。
And this corporate body.
在以弗所书的另一方面的话来说，那就是神的教会。
In other words, in Ephesians, that body is speaking on the church of God.
这一个成为教会的团体。
And this corporate body, the church of God.
当他们在神面前被造就到一个地步。
And when this church of God, this body has been manifested and edified to this point.
他们又有一个名词。来称呼他们，或者说又有一个新的地位在他们的身上显出来。
They have another name, another title they're called by, or another position which is manifested.
什么新法？
How new is this?
在神所造的整个万有归上神的这一个事实里头。
In all of God's creation, this is the fact that will be manifested.
这一批人。
This group,
神的教会,
the church of God,
基督的身体,
the body of Christ,
不管你从哪个角度来看,
regardless of what perspective we have,
他们就成了一群这样的人,
this group is also has become this type of group,
他们成了一个团体,
this group is a corporate body,
这一个团体叫做什么?
And this body, what is it called?
你可以叫它是基督的身体。
You can say this body is the body of Christ.
你可以说是，这一个是以弗所书上所提到的这一个。
And you can say this body is called often in this term in the book of Ephesians.
这个以弗所书上提到这个，那个关系就好大了。
Now, in this relationship mentioned in Ephesians, it is wonderful.
神的永远的旨意的完成
The glorious completion of God's eternal will
有一个根据
There's one foundation
那根据是什么呢
What is that according to?
神的教会给造就完成
It is according to the completion of the church of God
那神的教会怎么叫做完成呢
How can the church of God be complete?
你看神给教会一个名词
You can see that God gives the church this name.
在基督里首先有指望的人。
This name is those who first trusted in Christ.
好好的去想想这句话。
Give much thought to this phrase, who first trusted in Christ.
这句话不单是一句话。
Not only is this a phrase.
是你我的一个新的地位的名字。
But it is a name of the new position which you and I have.
这是在永远的旨意的完成里。
In this eternal will of God, in the completion of His will. God will use this group of people.
来做一个基础。
To be the foundation.
让他们成为一个最先显明神旨意的荣耀丰富权柄能力的那一个团体
This group is the very foundation which God will use to manifest the fullness of the glory of the power of His creation
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and
sisters 你有一个名字叫做
You have this name, this title
首先在基督里 使神的荣耀和称赞的团体。
You are part of the group who are first to trust in God to the praise of His glory.
甚至你可以说
You can also say,
我是一个在神这样的一个团体的里头的分子。
I am a member in this body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，如果你能被主带到这样的一个光中，
Brothers and sisters, if we are brought into such light before God,
你就了解到这个事实是何等的重要。
We'll discover how grand, how great this fact is.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因此弟兄姊妹，你一直留意到这神的带领从教会脱离天主教的那一个辖制以后不住的下来，神领着教会怎么走。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we can see in spiritual history how God has delivered the church under the bondage of Catholicism, and how does He lead the church forward?
简单的来说,
Very simply put,
从个人与神的关系恢复, 一直领我们到我们众人在神面前成了一个团体。
Very simply put, He delivers us, He continues to lead us from individualism, from an individual person and relationship with God to a corporate body.
那这个称为基督的身体。
And this is called the body of Christ.
这个称为基督的教会。
And this is called the body of Christ.
神把他一切的工作都做在这一个团体里头。
And this is the church of Christ, which all of God's work is done upon.
这一个团体长成。
And when this corporate body is edified and mature,
什么叫这个团体长成？
What does it mean that this corporate body is mature?
早上我们的弟兄提过了。
This morning our brother already mentioned.
头一件事情。
The first thing is,
我们必须要完全服在主的权柄的底下。
We must all submit under the authority of God.
做一个服在神权柄底下的人。
And we are one who submit under the authority of God.
然后把神的那个荣耀丰富显明出来。
And then we would be able to display the glory and fullness of God.
是一个整体。
It is a corporate body.
不是个别人。
Not individually.
是你个别人在那里追求。
Yes, you individually pursue.
但是你追求的方向是进入团体。
But the direction of your pursuit must to enter into the body, to live out the body.
一面是主是我们的救主。
On the one hand,
主是我们的主。
Now, He is our Lord.
一面我们是与一同在主里面的神的儿女们连接成为一个身体。
Yet at the same time,we are also connected as one body, that He is the Lord of this body.
不是我个人在神面前活着。
That I no longer live individually before God.
我是和神的众儿女一同在神面前活着。
But together, along with the children of God, that we live before Him.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we praise and thank our God.
如果我们是懂得活在这样的一个光景里的。
If we know to live under such a condition,
你就看到这里这句话。
You will see then these words here.
我们给称为
We are called
在神那个荣耀的旨意完成的里头。
In the glorious completion of that eternal will of God, this is our name.
我们是那个基础。
We are that foundation.
我们是那一批给神用作来做成神的永远旨意的器皿。
We are that group.That vessel that God will use to complete His eternal will.
这里就给我们一个称号。
This is the title it's given us.
在基督里首先有盼望的人。
Who first trusted in Christ.
引出一个结果。
And this is the result.
叫神的荣耀的彰显。
That it should be to the praise of God's glory.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我想我就快快要结束成。今天和弟兄姊妹所提到的。
I have to quickly wrap up what I mentioned with brothers and sisters this afternoon.
当我读到这样的事情的时候。
When I read such a fact.
我没有办法不想起在启示录里面的一个记载。
Then I recall this recording in Revelation.
不看圣经了。
I won't turn to it.
我只是告诉弟兄姊妹们。
I will just let brothers and sisters know.
那是在启示录第四章第五章里头所记载的事。
These are the matters recorded for us in Revelation chapter 4 and 5.
我不知道。
I don't know.
神给约翰得着那一个天上的异象以前，神先向教会说了七封书信的话。
Before God showed this vision to John, he first spoke these words recorded to the seven churches.
那么如果我们读的七封书信，
Now when we read these seven letters,
我们不能说我们在哪里看不到前途。
We cannot say in those seven letters we do not see a future.
但是我们可以看到，
But what we can see,
教会在神面前的成长那个过程是非常的不简单。
The growth, the maturity of the church in God's presence is not a simple one.
所经历的难处也非常的不容易。
All the difficulties is not easy to go through.
那七个教会，
The seven churches.
能在神的面前成为神心里头能无限的纪念的，不是七个。是严格说起来只有两个，一个斯美纳，一个菲拉铁菲。
There are not all seven churches that can be fully remembered by God, but strictly speaking, there would be only two. One is Smyrna, and the other one is Philadelphia.
但是这两个的教会里面那个实际的光景呢？
Yet the reality of these two churches before God
并不等于说是神的心思满足。
Does that not mean that God's heart is fully satisfied with them?
你怎么知道？
How do I know?
如果这两个教会已经满足主的心意的话，
If these two churches fully satisfy the heart of God,
主在他们中间就不会有得胜者的呼召。
God would not have a calling for the overcomers in their midst.
在这两个教会里，主还是在那里呼召得胜者。
Yet, even in these two churches, God has a calling for the overcomers.
教会的实际的光景，在神的成长，要他们成长的过程里头，不是那么跟得上神的心意。
From that calling, we realize that even in the growth, the maturity of the churches, even in those two, it cannot fully satisfy the heart of God.
是不是因着这七封书信而引来约翰被提到天上，看到一些事情？
Would it be because of the result of these? The condition of these seven churches that John was brought into heaven to see this.
我不敢说。
I dare not say if that's the reason.
但是在约翰被提到天上看到一个事实。
But when John was brought to heaven and saw this fact,
什么事呢？
What did he see?
他被带到天上。
He's brought to heaven.
他参与天上的敬拜。
And he join in to the heavenly worship.
天上所有一切被造之物都在那里敬拜神。
And all of creation in heaven is there worshiping God.
都在那里承认神是配得高举敬拜赞美。
And they're worshiping God, praising him that he is worthy of all exaltation, praise and thanksgiving.
当然约翰他在这样的一个情景的底下，他里面也真被这一个轰动天上的敬拜来吸引住。
Of course, with such a great scene that John was moved and captivated by the wonderful worship that is in heaven.
大弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
当摩西看到这样厉害的敬拜在神面前的时候，
When John saw such a great powerful worship in the presence of God,
他喜乐不喜乐？
Does he rejoice?
他满足不满足？
Was he satisfied?
不满足。
No, not at all.
为什么不满足？
Why was he not satisfied?
他体会到一件事情。
He came to understand and realize this.
什么事呢？
What is that?
天上的敬拜在神的面前没有一点一滴不服在神的权柄和荣耀里。
The worship that is in heaven, there is none that does not fully submit under the authority of God.
但是，
Yet,
地上的一切，
All that is on earth,
神所创造出来的一切，
All of God's creation on earth,
甚至是连人都包括在里面，
Including man,
对天上的那个敬拜没反应。
have no response at all to the worship that is in heaven.
别人看到,
when others see,
这种情形也许没有什么反应,
they see the scene and maybe they may not respond.
但是约翰有反应,
but John has a response.
什么反应?
What is that response?
为什么一切被造之物都在那里侍奉敬拜神?
Why is it all creation there is praising, worshiping God?
怎么地上所做的一切神所做的一切没有反应?
Why is it all of God's creation on earth has no response?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你细细去读,
we read carefully,
第四章,
chapter 4,
启示录,
Revelation,
你读出一个事实来,
you'll read this fact,
我是哭了, 约翰哭了,
John wept,
并且是哭得非常厉害的哭,
he wept greatly,
哭什么?
Why did he weep?
那么大年纪了还哭得那个样子,
he was an elderly man then, and he wept bitter, he wept greatly.
你没有的那个感觉, 约翰有,
we may not have such an emotion, but John has,
他摸到了神的心思,
he touched the heart of God,
所有一切被造之物都伏在神面前的时候, 为什么地上没有反应?
When all of creation worship God in such a scene, such a manner, yet there's no response on earth.
尤其是他送过了那七封书信，是不是还留下一点的难过？教会为什么还不能长成到与天上的敬拜侍奉有完全的连接?
Would it be, especially after God had declared the seven letters to the churches to us, that the church cannot connect fully into that heavenly worship?
我猜也可能有这个影响。
I don't know if that is an influence. I'm
他就哭了。
Supposing there is, John wept.
哭得非常厉害。
He wept greatly.
那结果天上的一个长老来对他说。
And then an elder came and spoke to John.
你不要哭。
You do not need to weep.
你看看这是什么。
See what this is.
结果他就看见一个被杀的羔羊领到神的面前来。
And one of the elders told him, and then stood a lamb as it had been slain before God.
把神手里头的一个册子拿出来。
And took out the scroll, this book from the hand of God.
解开了。
And he was able to open, break the seal.
那就说出了启示录第六章以后一直到底的字。
And it's recorded for us, Revelation chapter 6 till the end.
我不说那一个。
I'm not getting into that.
我是说。
But I'm saying.
这一个被杀的羔羊。
But this lamb who was slain.
活活的被领到神父神的那里。
As this lamb, as it had been slain, led to God the Father.
把神手里的那个车子。拿了过来
and received the book from the hand of God the Father.
这个车子圣经里面是说是没有人可以揭开的
and this is a book that says that no man can open.
但是这一个曾被杀的羔羊
but this lamb who once was slain.
弟兄姊妹你注意、啊、
brothers and sisters take note.
曾被杀就是死过的
who once was slain that means he once died.
现在他活着来到神的面前。
But now he is living in the presence of God.
这是死而复活的神的儿子。
And this is the risen Son of God.
他从神手里头把那一个车子接过来的时候
and from the hand of God, he received this book.
就把这个差子揭开了。
And he opened this book.
那是就是启示录的第六章到末了的事情。
And this is recorded for us in Revelation 6 and onward. 但是我不是
说的那么远。
But I'm not getting into that part.
我是说的。
But I'm saying,
当约翰把这个事情一接出过来的时候
that when John saw this, he received the scroll.
圣经第五章里头的记载
It's recorded in Revelation chapter 5.
第一是说出了这羔羊做了什么事情
First, it tells us what this lamb has done.
然后就引出一个结果
And then it will bring forth this result.
简单的说
Simply put,
他做了什么事情?
What did he do?
他流血。
His blood was shed.
在人中间挽回了人。
To redeem man, all of men.
把他们完完整整地造成一个神所要的 那个团体。
And they are created into that body which God is after.
这个是教会。
And that is the church.
这个教会一显明出来的时候。
And when the church is manifested,
就引出一个结果。
Will bring forth this end.
什么结果呢?
What is that end?
天上的敬拜再开始。
And when the heavenly chorus begins again.
不但是天上在敬拜。
Not only is there worship in heaven.
全地都在有反应。
But there is an echo, a response on earth.
在沧海里。
And in the sea,
在高处,
in the high places,
在低处,
in the low places,
都涌出敬拜,
and all worship flows forth
归上神,
toward God,
服神的权柄,
submit under the authority of God, to confess He is worthy.
这不就是以弗所书第五章这里,第一章的这里所提到的那个事吗?
And that is the scene that is mentioned to us in Ephesians chapter 1.
等着其满足的时候,
in the fullness of time.
万物都在基督里同归于一。
And when all things are summed up, gathered together as one in Christ.
这一个是神永远的旨意的完成。
And that is the completion of the eternal will of God.
但神旨意怎么能完成呢?
How can the eternal will of God be complete?
以弗所书没有说太多话。
Ephesians did not give us all the details.
就是带出一个结果。
But it tells us this end.
因为神的教会,
because the church of God,
在这一个时候就给称为
at this time would be called
在基督里首先有指望的
those who first trusted have hope in Christ
他们带出一个结果
and this is the result they bring forth
叫神的荣耀
the glory of God
无限极的在宇宙万有当中
infinitely amongst in the universe would be fully on display
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我今天下午和弟兄姊妹们只能交通到这里了 没时间。
This is all that I can share with brothers and sisters this afternoon. My time is up.
但是能让弟兄姊妹们你能掌握到这一个点。
But brothers and sisters, if you hold tight to this point,
为什么?
Why?
我们常常要提醒说我们得救了不要停留在那里。
We are often reminded we are saved now. Do not remain there.
我们必须要更好的学习进到整体里。
We have to learn well how to enter into the body.
用着主自己的话来说，进入那个教会的建造里。
In the Lord's words, to enter into the building of the church.
因为神整个的永远的旨意的完成，那个结果是根据教会的长成。
Because the completion of that eternal will of God and the end which will be manifested is according to the maturity of the church.
而教会的长成
and the maturity of the church
完全是根据基督的所作和所事
It is completely based on the filling, the fullness of who Christ is and what he has done.
但愿主恩待我们
And may the Lord be gracious to
us. 借着这一些话让我们先有一个明亮的看见
so that through such words we would first our eyes would be enlightened in this way
明天
tomorrow
没有明天我就去洗血
not tomorrow
后天我和弟兄姊妹在交通的时候我在这一方面向弟兄姊妹们交通的多一点
the day after on Saturday when we share again we'll share more upon this point with brothers and sisters
让我们知道
So that we would know
我们得救了
we are saved
是神的子民
it is God we are the children of God
但是在我们身上神给我们一个安排你不单是要做神的子民
but upon us he not only desired for us to be his people
你必须被神带到一个地步
we are brought to a point by God
成为在神永远旨意完成的时候首先显明在基督里有盼望的这一个见证的人
We must be brought to a point at the manifestation of the completion of the eternal will of God. We are to be those who are called the first who trusted in God, who trusted in God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
说了许多的话。
Much words are spoken.
但愿你借着圣灵开我们的窍。
To the Holy Spirit, open our channel.
让我们真知道，在你那永远的旨意里头，你的安排是如何的去完成。
that we may truly know in your eternal purpose how you will complete your eternal purpose.
我们是愚昧的人。
We are those who are foolish.
但是你的灵在我们里边做工的时候，
But as your spirit works within us,
我们会苏醒过来。
We will be awakened.
我们求主在这一个最末了的日子，
And Lord, we pray that even in these last days,
就是你快快要显明你自己在荣耀里降临的日子，
快到的时候。Even in these last days, when the manifestation of your appearance in glory draws nigh,
让我们在那短促的时间里面追赶你那永远的旨意。
In the short time that remains, that you will urge us on quickly, so that you may have your purpose completed.
主啊，恩待我们。
Lord, deal kindly with us.Even though we're foolish.
但是我们仍然渴望那一个日子来临的时候，我们与你在荣耀里一同显现。
Yet we long that when that glorious day appears, we will appear with you in glory.
带同万有都在你的面前。
That along with all of creation before you.
承认你是一切。
To confess you are all.
高举你的名。
To exalt your name.
直到永远。
Forevermore.
谢谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.